Today is an opportunity for us to reach back and at the same time look forward. It's an odd thing, but as Christians standing here at the birth of Christ, we also remember His baptism. And what's unique about all of these services that we're having is one message, which is the message of hope. If you look at what Christ has given us, Christ has come to us in the form of a child, but at the same time in the form of a revolutionary. Revolution in the sense of turning us. The word repentance, you hear it a lot of times. And unfortunately, whenever people say repentance, people think of Protestant mentality. Ours is repentance. It means to turn away from your evil ways. John the Baptist, at the baptism of Christ, was telling the people, repent, for the kingdom is here. And that repentance is what is called, what we are called to. It is the revolution that Jesus Christ began. A revolution which has touched us for 2,000 years. Everyone who dares to call himself Christian. And it is a revolution that comes to you today. Because 2,000 years after the birth of Christ, which today is, today we recognize that 2,000th anniversary. We stand here as a witness to what is possible if you believe. Because tomorrow we're going to have a light here that comes to us from Etchmiadzin, from Armenia. I want you to ask yourself, if it weren't for the grace of God, is there any other reason why you would be here? Think about it for a minute. You know, our world tells us that we are in charge. Our world tells us that we are important. Think about it. Look at all the personal things you have. Your personal computer. You have your personal bank account. You have your personal hygienist. Personal guy who looks in your tooth. You know, he's your personal one. Because you're important. And you know what? When we start thinking like that about person, what happens? We forget that there's something more important. More important, namely being God. When I tell people to come to church, to work for the church, why? Not because God needs us. We need God. And when you come to church and when you kneel down, what happens at that moment? You recognize that there is a power greater than yourself. When you even work in the kitchen and you come down on your knees and scrape the floor, what happens? You're realizing that you're serving something greater than yourself. Jesus came to the River Jordan to be baptized. St. John the Baptist said, I cannot baptize you. Jesus was the Son of God. And here's John the Baptist standing at the River Jordan, baptizing people. He says, I'm not even worthy of picking up this man's shoes. And Jesus said, don't try to discourage me. I want to be baptized. Unless I become baptized, the laws will not be fulfilled. And all of a sudden, you see that the master takes the role of servant. The servant takes the role of master, where you have the Baptist baptizing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's an incredible scene at that point. And then what happens at that moment? Something which many cults will deny. All of a sudden, for that moment in history, the Holy Trinity is revealed. The Father's voice from heaven says, this is my beloved Son. The Son of God is standing there, and it says that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God descends on him. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit coming together at that moment in history. That's why in Armenian today we call it Theophany. It means the revelation of God. God is revealed through the Holy Trinity at that moment. And Jesus comes out of the water with a hope. With a hope saying that, look, God gave you the laws and you blew it. You didn't follow it. God gave you the prophets and you killed them. For all you care, God should turn His head on you. But He didn't. Instead, He's ushering in a new age. The age of the kingdom. The age of the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Jesus Christ among us. Jesus Christ began His ministry at that point. those years that he spent ministering to the people until his glorious resurrection have changed the lives of many. People recognize him in different ways as teacher, as prophet. We recognize him as our Lord and Savior, as the only Lord and Savior who has resurrected from the cross, the only person who has done that. But no matter who has greeted and touched, been touched by Jesus, has come away changed. And today, in our presence, we are going to have the ceremony of baptism. We're going to lower the cross into the water. And at that moment, I ask for your prayers. Because Jesus came into the River Jordan, and in that river, he was baptized, starting brand new, the rebirth. When the cross enters into this water, I ask for you, each of you consciously, to think about all of the difficulties that you have in your life, all of the pain that you have in your life, all of the tragedies that have maybe not allowed you to become the full person that you can be, all of the trials and tribulations, things in your past, people who have hurt you, people who have said bad things to you, people who have annoyed you. And I want you to place it on this cross with Jesus Christ. And that cross is going to be immersed into the water. It will drown in the water. And take your past and drown it in this water today. Because when the cross comes out, you will see a new cross. A cross which is resurrection. A cross which means hope. A cross which means that I have conquered this world, and if you believe in me, don't worry about it. You are with me. Your past can be drowned because today is a new day. Each of us in this room has something, or many things unfortunately, that we need to get rid of. Today is the opportunity to start fresh. To start brand new with the blessing of the holy water. During this blessing, we will pray that God's blessings descend upon this, and where Jesus Christ, with his words, he said, where two or three of you are gathered, I will be there. Look around you. We beat the quota, so we know that he's going to be with us. And he's going to be here to tell us that there is a hope. There is something beyond this, all of our difficulties. And with the ascension of the cross, we have a newness that I ask each of you to take home with you today. A little bit of water, a little bit of sample that Jesus Christ is living within us. Today, if you don't know, we're going to be using holy myrrh. Holy oil comes to us from the time of Jesus. It was used by Mary to anoint our Lord. Portions of that holy myrrh were taken to Armenia by the apostles Thaddeus and Bartholomew. St. Gregory the Illuminator began consecrating the service of consecration of the myrrh. And every 7 years, some of that old myrrh is placed into the new one. Today we'll be using holy myrrh. Technically, there are particles that are here from 2,000 years ago, from the time of Christ, that will enter into the water, that will bring a special blessing to you. That's something you get from the Armenian Church. No expense, it's yours. But I thought you might like to know. God bless you all. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a very blessed baptism of our Lord Christ.